What exactly does the Navy want to buy? It's not entirely sure yet, which is why it made the data analytics project one of the first three topics for a new effort it launched this week called the Innovation Cell, a new rapid acquisition process that aims to involve industry extremely early in the development process. Rather than issuing a set of predetermined requirements, next week the Navy will publish what it's calling an Enterprise Challenge Statement, broadly outlining the problems it's trying to solve. Laura Knight, the program manager in charge of the data analytics drive, says the Navy needs to be able to quickly aggregate data from its existing digital warehouses of personnel data and find patterns that aren't obvious.
You have to gather, process, analyze, integrate, and disseminate data in real time. But you have to use some existing IT sources, right? So we have what we have. We have to be able to make it work within that infrastructure. At least that's what we think. That may not be what you think. You might have other ideas. We want to be able to do use statistical methods, modeling, visualization. There's a lot of stuff out there about visualizing things, but the big thing on that is to discover previously unknown relationships. That's where we're focusing. So it's on that discovery of things that we can't see. I mean, we can do a lot of analysis on structured data and see things, but it's the things we can't see that we're looking for.
Knight says the tool should also be able to perform predictive analytics and future modeling based on historical data, giving leaders actionable insights into, for example, which talent management practices have served its individual sailors well.
Okay, we have a training database over here. We got her personnel stuff here. We have her education, whatever. There's all this data. But what makes certain individuals promote fast? So wouldn't it be neat to find out, I got these 10 sailors out there that promoted like that, and guess what? They all had that same instructor. That was it. Or they went to this same class, or they, recruited here, or they're from the same city, whatever it is. That's a simple case. There's so many of those, and that's what we're looking for you to help us. What are all those things we should be looking at? What are all those connections that we might be able to make to help the Navy do better by its people? That's what it comes down to.
The Navy says it needs much more insight into the data it already has as part of an ambitious effort to overhaul what Vice Admiral Bill Moran, the Chief of Naval Personnel, calls an industrial-age personnel system that focuses more on quantity than quality and clings to a rigid up-or-out approach to promotions and career development.
I look at the system that we have today, and it reminds me of an old 57 Chevy. That has great need of a new engine. We need to put more horsepower in that car. We need to put modern electronics in it. We need to take it to the 21st century. Our current personnel system was built back in the 1940s, and we haven't changed a whole lot other than the whole all-volunteer force in the 70s and Goldwater Nichols in the 80s. So it's pretty much fundamentally the same car, and it's time to upgrade it. And the CNO and I have talked about the information system, which is a little bit cumbersome today, slow, and so people at the deck plates and people in Washington and Millington do not have the data available to them to make quick, smart decisions, and instead we rely, quite frankly, on using crayons and hammer and chisel to get information passed around. So that's the fundamental difference that I see coming in the change. It's going to take some time to make, but there are also several things we've got in motion today.
Knight says the Navy is investing in underlying IT systems within her portfolio, known as Sea Warrior, so the new data analytics tool should be able to work with those systems, not replace them. And ideally, it will be usable by personnel managers at all levels of the Navy.
We're looking for a tool that fits within what we have. And so another big important thing about how you discuss with us is how would it work with other intelligence tools and assets that we have. And it has to work with what we generate from a data perspective. If you have other ideas that maybe can soften that requirement, or there's other ways to accomplish that, that's what we're looking for you to tell us. That's why we don't want to write down this big requirement, right? We don't know. The user base, we think, is large. Maybe it shouldn't be, but right now that's what we're writing down here, which means it has to be an affordable solution in terms of licensing. The desire is that this isn't just something that sits up, you know, over in our building on the fourth floor and has analysts using it, but that it could be pushed down to the commanders and other folks that are managing the people.
The challenge statement the Navy will issue next week will differ from the traditional requests for information vendors are used to in IT procurements. It will invite vendors to submit white papers with ideas on the problems the service has identified, and if they believe the Navy's asking the wrong questions, to say so. 60 to 90 days later, Knight's office plans to host another industry session as part of what the Navy calls the discovery phase of the innovation cell process. From there, officials will begin to settle on more concrete requirements that will lead up to an eventual acquisition. The data analytics project is in a less mature phase than many of the projects the Navy imagines running through the new innovation cell construct. But Victor Gavin, the Navy's program executive officer for Enterprise Information Systems, says in general, the objective is to insert new capabilities onto Navy networks in a total cycle time of about a year. In the first year, the service predicts it will spend roughly $20 to $25 million on three projects.
This process is more about innovating the acquisition process than it is about innovating new technologies. It is very clear, unlike the rest of the things that the Navy does, that the true R&D, the development activities, 99% of the dollars that go into R&D for IT business systems comes from industry. So our challenge is, how do we better leverage those investments? And that's what this innovation cell process is about, our ability to quickly and more agilely get to understand those new technologies, understand how they fit in our environment, and lastly, acquire those to improve the security of our network and improve the lives of our sailors and Marines.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.